Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Today is Friday, May 13th, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. I am Nikki, and I'm very happy to be here with you today. This morning, we are going to look at Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. And it reads, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector." And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's been a problem with people, and myself included, in Bible studies or prayer groups talking about an offense done to them, even by another believer, and bringing it up in a group for everyone to hear about, and then like justifying this gossip as a prayer request. And we are told to make our requests made known to God and then take care of the issue as Matthew 18 tells us to. And I think many people, including myself most times, are afraid of confrontation. So it's like we hope maybe God will fix the person and make them come and apologize without us having to do the hard part, confronting them. Like, I understand that. Like, I'm sure other people feel the same way. Like, I'm so guilty of this. It's really hard to go and talk about a sin or just any type of annoyance or just a suggestion to someone, especially if you are close to them. Like, you're afraid of hurting the friendship. So you just like put up with the sin and you just kind of forgive and forget. So you say, but really their sin or that issue, a small thing, or it could be a big thing, it just bothers you more and more. And I know that this scripture here is talking about a sin, like something more severe than just an annoyance or a problem that the person's doing. And they may not even be aware of the effect it has on you to the point you're willing to bring it up to your prayer group. And you can bring up prayer requests in your groups without all the details, without saying the person's name, and just say, "Pray for me that I would be bold to obey scriptures and handle a situation in a God-honoring way," like without even hinting who you're referencing. And this is something I have done a lot, and it's hard to remember because we live in a society that encourages venting your frustrations as a healthy thing to do. And doing that at like a prayer group or a Bible study, like we're around other believers, and I know we want sympathy and we want encouragement, but it really dishonors God when we do that. And you might say, "Yeah, pray for me," but at the same time, you're in the wrong because you're sinning by, and it is a form of gossip. They can pray for you, yeah, but you're not taking it. You're not doing it the right way. We can repent of this when we do that, and I've done it. I know many people have done it, and we can ask God to help us handle offenses and sins in the right way because he told us to, and he cares about our relationships and how to best care for them. And the truth is, we're all going to have others sin against us, and we are going to sin against others as well. And this is all opportunity for forgiveness and humility to be played out, and for us to reflect Jesus and bring God glory in those situations. All right, on to our psalm of the day, which comes from Psalm 86, verses 11 through 13. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. And today our proverb comes from chapter 13, verse 7. There is one who makes himself rich, yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor, yet has great riches. And here is that wonderful prayer taken from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you that he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. Amen.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.